99 Balloons is an organization that helps others engage those with disabilities locally and globally. Locally, they help organizations, primarily churches, to offer a respite night for families with disabilities. They provide training and resourcing to help them serve families in their communities. They call them recess programs. And through those programs, they have had hundreds of volunteers who they educate on the plight of kids with disabilities globally. Matt Mooney is the founder of 99 Balloons. He joined me in my studio and began our conversation by telling me that disability globally is a pretty bleak scene.
It's either institutionalism, a lot of times it's stigma, a lot of the time it's the definition of their life is that they have a disability, and they're now slotted kind of into a category, depending on what country they're in, because of their disability. And so we're trying to change that, and we allow our volunteers and individuals to kind of engage that piece of it as well.
Because, I mean, here in America, I mean, people with disabilities, I'm not going to say that they have it pretty good, but at least, you know, Americans seem to understand and support it a lot better than they do in other places.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think just as a culture, as a country, 30 or 40 years have allowed us to come a long way. And I would say we still have a long way to go. But if you go outside of our culture and outside of a few different cultures, then you definitely step into a different reality for what disability looks like globally. And so we work with various countries, and we work with partners in those countries, whether it be Ukraine with an organization right here called Teamworks in Northwest Arkansas, whether it be Haiti and working with a group there. We're taking a group to Uganda this summer to work with a home for children with disability there where they live on site.
Well, so what will you be doing in Uganda this summer?
We will be taking two different teams, basically a professional team. So we'll be taking some therapists and a counselor, and about eight on that side of the team and about eight on the other side of the team. We'll be taking 17 in whole. And the other side will be a day camp.
So you mentioned this respite night. So you started this program called Recess with a capital E.
With a capital E. The capital E is for our son, Elliot. And Elliot would be 6 years old. He lived for 99 days. And so that's also where the name of the organization comes from. We released a balloon for every day of his life at his funeral. So the organization is 99 Balloons. And so as we founded it, as we started it 6 years ago, was just to live out the lessons that we believe God taught us through Elliot's life. And so the worth of these individuals, despite their ability or despite what they have going for them, that they have worth and they have beauty.
Well, a lot of people would, you know, not necessarily want to forget about an experience like that. You know, I mean, it's tough to go through something like that and to lose a child. So why live out his life, I guess, rather than just kind of put it away?
No, absolutely. I mean, I think there is in grief and in missing him, there is a desire for it to go away. I totally, completely understand that. And we've talked with people who deal with it all different ways. For us, Elliot never was going to the background. And so we saw that as a very bad goal. We weren't forgetting him. We weren't moving on. We haven't moved on. I would say we're still walking through what grief looks like and what missing Elliot looks like, even with our three beautiful children under our roof and the absolute different life than we have now. We miss him. And we think, man, we wish he was here every single day of our life. And so for us, a bad goal for us was to try to forget that. We wanted instead to incorporate his life into ours. And that's why we're quick to say that all that we do, whether it be in parenting our children today or the work that we're doing with 99 Balloons, we're trying to live out the lessons that he taught us. The thing that we believe in is redemption, and that there can be good that comes from this, and it'll never be something that we look at and go, okay, now it's worth it. And all the amazing things that we've been able to do and be a part of and seen because of Elliot's life haven't made it all okay in our mind. We're really quick to say that, but it is a work in progress. And that's actually what I write about, is that it is an unfinished story. Our household is a great picture of that. We've now adopted a girl with a disability, you know, but for Elliot, she wouldn't be our daughter. And so the way that has worked into our life has kind of been crazy to watch, and not by our design by any means.
Your daughter, Lena, that is adopted from the Ukraine, and she does have disabilities.
Yes.
And her life in the Ukraine would be much different.
Yeah, you're going to get me crying, which is good because you can't see it on the radio. But we got to know of Lena's story through work that we were doing with a group actually here in town called Teamworks that works with children in Ukraine. And, you know, the reality for Lena in Ukraine was she was in a crib in an institution for about 23 hours a day of her life. And the care that she received was very, very poor. And the caretakers, they kind of didn't know what to do with her. She has basically traumatic brain injuries due to lack of oxygen around birth. And because of institutionalism, has some other things going on for sure. And so you meet Lena, and probably upon seeing her, the first thing you noticed is, okay, she's got some things going on. But if you really press in to get to know her, she is a beautiful girl, a beautiful person. And so...
How long has Lena been part of your family?
She has been in our family a year and a half. So we have Anders, who's three, our three-year-old mm-hmm. son, Hazel, who's four. Those are both biological. And we have Lena, who is six. But
how has she grown since, how has she grown? What kind of changes have you seen in the year and a half?
Oh, my goodness. How long do you have? And so, one of the most just obvious ways that's really been fun to watch is they shave their heads in the orphanage. So one thing is she has a beautiful head of hair, long, long blonde hair. When we brought her home, she was nonverbal and immobile. She's walking independently, kind of scooting around on her own, which is absolutely amazing on the time frame of that. She signs to communicate. She's learned signs. She has one word that's kind of more of a noise, which is dad, which is totally not fair to her mother, but I'm kind of fond of it.
Anders and Hazel are biological, you mentioned. Were you, was there any chance at all that they could have the same defect?
Yeah, so great question. The doctors in the medical community would say, with trisomy 18, which is what Elliot had, that it's really just, it's kind of a genetic disease. It's not hereditary per se. So it's not, we weren't more likely to pass it on to our next children. So from the beginning, their take on it was, go ahead, try to have different children, The odds of this happening again are infinitesimal. Of course, once you've lived those end of the odds, that really doesn't quite hold the weight that it did at one time. And so we had to walk into having other children thoughtfully.
So just a few minutes ago, you mentioned writing, that what you write about. So you have a book coming out.
I do. I have a book coming out that is called A Story Unfinished, which basically just tells of pretty much the story of Elliot and how it's played out in our lives. So it kind of moves from before, during, and after Elliot. Very shortly, kind of after Elliot with the work of 99 Balloons, and here's Lena. And so it's kind of a memoir telling the story, walking through his life and kind of what we learned through his life.
Well, how did you decide that you wanted to write a book?
Well, kind of the way that Elliot's story kind of got out there, we've gotten to share it in some crazy ways. Is we kept the blog, and it's funny, the reason that we kept the blog is so that we wouldn't really have to talk to people, didn't really work out that way. But we thought, hey, we'll start this blog, it'll let our friends know kind of what's going on, what they can pray for, how they can help us. And so we started this blog, and we began to kind of, during Elliot's life, we began to say, each week we'd have an update on Wednesday of, hey, here's how the week went, here's how Elliot's doing, because his life was so day-to-day. And our friends and in the community that kind of gathered around to behold his life knew that. And so for me, that was kind of my introduction to writing. I'd always thought that I would like to write, but he really was kind of the subject that I got to write on. And so coming out of that and getting to share his story, thing that kind of continued to come up was, maybe we should write a book to tell a little bit more of the story, a little bit more of our side as we continue to see people encouraged from it and kind of wanting to know. And so I set out to kind of write that, not knowing if anything would actually come of it or if it would just be for us. And so it was about a three and a half year process of writing it.
Well, and it is a full length book. For some reason, I just wanted to ask. I mean, it's more than 99 pages. I'm stuck on this number 99.
I know. We do a lot of the 99. Yeah. We think it's a good number. But yeah, it's a full length book. kind of written as a memoir, if you will. There are blog posts within it from the time that he was here with us, so we kind of incorporated a few of those days to tell the story, but it moves from before, during, and after, and it is a full-length book, and although I haven't held it in my hand, I'm supposed to sometime soon, so it's coming soon.
Awesome. Matt Mooney is the founder of 99 Balloons and the author of A Story Unfinished, 99 Days with Elliot. A book launch party and fundraiser will be held at the Rock House on Dixon tomorrow evening at 7. For more information, visit theatypicallife.com. This is Ozarks at Large.